Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You see, we have to have a shadow government from the globalist perspective, because if there's not, they'll be under oversight and can't build their whole secret government program and use our money for their projects. It's a scientific dictatorship. They're mad scientists. And I already knew that, but during the break, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. So I was looking at an article at Infowars.com about a private moon mission. There's a reason stuff like that always gets sabotaged. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is we don't know the truth about a whole lot outside of daily events. We are living under a national security global dictatorship, and the globalists admit they're about 30 years ahead technologically. And most of us are walking dead already with the cancer viruses and all the rest of it they've already implanted in us. God help us, the things that are becoming in the future. And it'll just be normal that, you know, most of the population starts dying of different diseases that are engineered. It's really sad. Robert in New York, listening on 1310 AM. Go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor, sir. First-time caller. Welcome from Rochester, where the graduation rate at the Rochester City Public School District is 19% over the years, okay?
That's because that's done by design.
There's no question about it. First of all, Alex, I had a real interesting question about this nurse that I don't buy at all. It sounds like somebody went Princess Diana on her. But here's an interesting story, if you care to hear it, Alex, about cable TV with the ability to see you 15 years ago, a kid told me about. His dad worked at Harris Communications here in the city that has military contracts for communications. He retires. So what he does, he's got his cable TV goes on the blink, so he takes it down to his shop and works on it. He's shocked to find out that the same basic mechanisms of the relay switch for a cable-ready TV are the same in military communications, which means you either send or you receive. You never shut off.
Cable boxes for at least, let's be conservative, 20 years have been two-way, watching and listening. I had an engineer in my house 15 years ago open up the cable box and say, you see the microphone? And we're talking, this is 7 or 8 years before they start claiming it's an application for things. So you can play online games and things and communicate. Of course, they've always been listening. That's 1984. Folks, we are not in Kansas anymore. I mean, listen, in the 40s and 50s and 60s and still ongoing, they were taking foster kids and putting them in chambers and frying them in some cases till they stuck to the floor. So if the government's going to fry little kids like fried eggs on purpose and not get in trouble and bring the drugs in, do you think they're going to have cable boxes watching us? Just a question.
Absolutely. Well, I had cable installed about 2 years after I found out about this, and I asked the cable guy about it. And he says, how do you know about that? Exactly what he asked me.
Yeah, a lot of them get off on big power trips. I got a lot of death threats over when I first exposed it because, again, people weren't supposed to hear it at that time. You know, the Lord put it on my heart. You can call it sixth sense discernment that this radio show and my physical person is in the greatest danger it's ever been. And I just need your prayers. But if they strike me down, that's God's will. The transmission has been sent. I hope to send more transmissions and continue transmitting. But it is what it is. I'm not backing off. I'm not stopping. And I can see all the signs, the attack. We're moving into the great time of pain. And, they're just admitting on the news. Yeah, we're watching you over your cable box. Your phone's listening to you. Yeah, the government runs child kidnapping rings, you know, congressional hearings. What you going to do? Yeah, we put cancer viruses in your vaccines. Yeah, we gave 66,000, 67,000 kids polio under a UN program in India alone. Yeah, we killed them. Yeah, we're going to murder you. Yeah, we're going to set up checkpoints on the highways. Yeah, there's going to be breathalyzers in all your cars. Yeah, we're going to, the cancer rate's exploding. I mean, isn't it just amazing what they do to us?
Well, it was an honor speaking with you, Alex. God bless you. I believe everything. Oh, by the way, the NFL's a propaganda network for boneheads. You got to realize that, too. Have a good day.
Yeah, no, I mean, they do. Every time I tune in, it's pro-war, pro-New World Order, anti-gun. And now they want to put breathalyzers on everybody's cars because some NFL guys. First, they want to start with all the NFL players, guilty until proven innocent. Jesse Ventura coming up. We'll get his take on the Second Amendment NFL situation, his TV show, and a lot more. And by the way, I'm supposed to call the Atlantic magazine today. I forgot about that. I was supposed to call them this weekend and today. They want to know about conspiracy theory. Is it being censored? This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined for the next 30 minutes by former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I got a call last Friday. I still haven't called him back. The Atlantic magazine said, we want to know what you know about the FEMA show being pulled and the TSA show being pulled. And I was waiting to talk to Jesse, and I just told him about it. He said, no, you just talk to him. So I will. So Aaron gave me that sheet, but I put it in my stack. We asked him to reprint that email. I was supposed to talk to the reporter this morning, but I wanted to wait. We'll get Ventura's take on the latest on that, and then I said, what do you want to get into first? And he brought up something near and dear my heart. This has been in the Dallas Weekly magazine and the Dallas Morning News about yours truly. In fact, guys, just type in Alex Jones to protest 50th anniversary of at Dealey Plaza. It'll pull up the article from a few months ago. I asked Ventura, I said, hey, what do you want to get into first? And he said just that. He'll tell you the story, because I haven't covered it in months. You probably forgot or weren't listening, that they're not allowing protesters. They're going to close the entire giant park, which is city streets, by the way, and just have their propaganda on the 50th. Well, I said months ago when this was announced, we had Jim Mars on about it, JFK truthers banned from Dealey Plaza for 50th anniversary. Jim Mars was the first to tell me about it. He was in that report. And then again, the local newspapers all covered the fact that, yes, it's a year away. This country's even here then. I'm going, and I just invited Jesse, because if the police hold us back, we'll still be 200 yards away. This is crazy. This is North Korea-style censorship. Governor, what do you make of this? Give us your take on it.
Well, Alex, you know, I was at the 40th anniversary one 10 years ago, and I found it very interesting when I was there 10 years ago. There wasn't one official government person there. There were no elected officials there. The governor of Texas wasn't there. And I know there were about 8,000 to 10,000 people that gathered there, and they asked if I would speak, and so I spoke, and I laughingly brought up the fact that I'm the Minnesota governor. Where's the governor of Texas? And no public officials have ever been involved or acknowledged the Dealey Plaza anniversary until this year. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to cordon it off. I found this out because I spent 2 days last week with Judith Ferry Baker, who was Lee Harvey Oswald's lover when he had split up with Marina, and while he lived in New Orleans, who unequivocally will tell you that Oswald was a CIA operative and an FBI informant, both. He was an intelligence worker for the U.S. government, as was she. But that being aside, they then informed me that this year they're going to ticket everyone that's allowed to go to Dealey Plaza for the 50th anniversary, and that no alternative will be, you know, you have to believe Oswald did it. They're not going to allow anyone in the plaza who believes otherwise. So you're right. This is like a North Korea honoring, because dissension isn't going to be allowed. Polls show that over 75% of Americans or better do not believe the Warren Commission. I understand, I haven't read it, but Bill O'Reilly's book on the Kennedy killing, someone told me that his scenario has Oswald doing it again, that it's an Oswald-only deal. So you can see all the publicity coming out to promote the magic bullet and the Oswald and the Warren Commission story. But any free-thinking person who's ever done any studying of this whatsoever, even small bits of studying of it, will clearly see that the Warren Report is completely fraudulent. But
well, I know you don't fly, and so that's really restricted your movement, because you won't be groped by giggling TSA pervs asking for your autograph, as I have personally witnessed. Governor Ventura joining us right now here on the Alex Jones Show. He just tuned in. But I will pay for your train ticket, or I'll pay for your RV gas.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
No, but listen, I want to get you back down to Texas. Let's just say it right now. If you're able, coming up 11 and a half months from now, let's be there. And even if they hold us back, it'll only blow up in their face. I predict they're going to cave in, and that we'll all be there with a peaceful demonstration exposing it down the street.
Well, like I said, barring any unforeseen circumstances, I'd love to be down there.
You know what? I'll rent a hotel. I'll rent a hotel ballroom, and then we'll have a whole JFK conference and have speeches and everything. That's it. We're doing it, unless you've got a family issue or something. It's on.
Absolutely, because I'm outraged over that, Alex. They've never bothered to show up at Dealey Plaza any other year. It's always been the people that don't believe the Warren Commission that show up there. And now, all of a sudden, on the 50th anniversary, they're going to keep us out of there, and they're going to open it up to only those that support the Warren Commission and the Oswald alone did it scenario. And it's just absurd, because, as I said, anyone that does even a little bit of studying on this, it becomes clear to you right away that Oswald certainly didn't act alone. In fact, I'm of the belief today, after meeting with Judith Ferry Baker, that Lee Oswald was a hero. Lee Oswald saved Kennedy's life in Chicago. There were three places they were going to hit Kennedy: Miami, Chicago, or Dallas.
Oh, yeah, I've talked to the Black Secret Service agent. He hadn't come on air yet, but I talked to him through Jim Mars, who was actually there and also helped. Oh, that's all backed up, not just by her. I mean, we're going to air our interview with her tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News that McBrain did a few weeks ago. We've just been adding documents. But just to back you and her up, it came out in different documents that have been declassified. His name connected to the CIA, high-level spy base, YouTube base in Japan. He was allowed to defect as deep cover. Absolutely. He was a guy trying to blow the whistle. That's why they had to get rid of him.
Well, he also knew about the fast-moving cancer because he was working on that with Judith in an attempt to kill Castro.
He said, "I'm a patsy." That's why they had to kill him.
He was the logical target because, number one, he knew too much, and they had to kill him for that reason. And number two, they set him up, and he fit the scenario in the end where he could be that lone nut and be portrayed as he was in our history books, which is a complete lie.
Governor, you know why they're doing this. I've seen literally in the last decade hundreds of scientific polls. We've done reports showing, you know, many of them at the same time. Between 88 and 92% is in the average zone. The lowest level that don't buy into it's around 80%. So when you've got on average about 10% of people that buy the official story, their whole facade caves in with that. They're desperate to prop it up. Why would the government take over the whole area and say only official story allowed?
Well, obviously, because, you know, they don't. The government will never admit what really happened, and it is still the crime of the century, no matter what anyone says, because I've always believed this. If you can murder the president and get away with it, what can't you do? You can get away with anything then. And so that's the reason it has to still be covered up, and that's the reason the government will never, no matter what happens, the government will stick to its original story, because if they ever admitted that there were people, and let me add to this, another book people need to read, not only Judas' book, but they need to read St. John Hunt's book.
I agree. We need to get St. John on.
Because when you put those two books together, along with Douglas's JFK and the Unspeakable, and Jim Maher's book, and a few books like that, you read those four books, you'll get the real scenario of what pretty much went down, and what it was really all about, and where it led, why it happened. You know, if Kennedy hadn't been killed, there wouldn't have been a Vietnam War. The Cold War would have been probably over by the mid-60s. Imagine the different country we would live in today if that one event had never happened.
It was a military-industrial complex, CIA foreign banking coup, and the same people are in charge today. You know, Bruce Willis, and I was even told about this before he was in Vanity Fair by Rick Linklater when he was here making a film with him. He saw some of my films and woke up, and then Bruce Willis made the statement, the same guys that killed Kennedy are running the country today. And that's really it. That we're under a CIA coup.
It may even be beyond them. It may be somebody who runs them, too, the CIA. I don't know. Who knows at that level? But certainly, you know, if people are... It's just ridiculous, Alex, that the government is going to take this thing over and you're going to have to be ticketed to get to Dealey Plaza this year with the correct ticket. Maybe I'll apply for a ticket. Do you think they'd give me one?
I think you should do it, but separately be there and you know, we'll have our own demonstration down the street. Dallas is still, you know, somewhat of a free area in my hometown. Maybe Glenn Beck, who's moved to Texas and is following me around. He's busy bashing Ron Paul all day, but then glomming on to Vince Vaughn, a Ron Paul fan. Side issue, it's just that, yes, we'll go up to Dallas. We'll do it. We're going to be there. Shifting gears before we go to break, what do you make of Bob Costas on the last Sunday, not this Sunday, but last Sunday's game, coming out and blaming the Second Amendment for what that guy did, all hopped up on drugs. And now, USA Today headline, Cowboys mold device to immobilize players' cars, just all of them guilty because one guy flipped a car. And then Costas went on different TV shows and said men 20 to 30 can't be trusted to own guns, period.
Well, first of all, that's the liberal side of the takeover. Their job is to disarm us. The liberal point of view is that we shouldn't have guns. They should all be taken away. And my argument's simple on that, Alex. Mexico's a country that doesn't allow guns. Do I need to say anything more?
Well, I think
20,000 Mexicans were killed last year in the war on drugs because they can't defend themselves. They're not allowed to have drugs, and guns, and it clearly shows the old cliche. If you take away the guns from the people, then only the bad guys are going to have them. And Mexico is the clear example of that thought process. If the simple argument is to tell people Mexico doesn't allow drugs. drugs or guns, and look at the mess down there.
And they've got drugs banned. That's also what's helping destroy them. Let's come back and elaborate on that, talk about the TV show Straight Ahead. And I can get that email from the Atlantic magazine, too, and ask you that question maybe for them on air. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Jesse Ventura is our guest. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Okay, here's Bob Costas on NBC said the same thing on Fox as well, saying that basically football players can't be trusted to have guns. And now they're saying that in Dallas Morning News they want to make them all have breathalyzers, guilty until proven innocent. When somebody else does something wrong, if somebody in Texas kills somebody, we're going to make Jesse Ventura turn his guns in. I mean, that's just out of control. Let's go ahead and play this Bob Costas clip for the governor.
You can't have 65 guys in their 20s and 30s, aggressive young men subject to impulses, without something bad happening. And I posed this question. Didn't have time to pose it on Sunday night, but I'll pose it here. Give me one example of an athlete. I know it's happened in society, but give me one example of a professional athlete who, by virtue of his having a gun, took a dangerous situation and turned it around for the better.
All right, let's stop right there.
I can't think of a single...
Charles Barkley's come out and said this is pure bull. These are rich people. They're targets. We found dozens of examples. DrudgeReport.com linked to our story last week of where NFL and other professionals have stopped home invasions, carjackings with guns. Governor, you've been an athlete. I mean, wrestling's hard. One of the hardest sports out there, many experts have said. You've a governor, all this stuff. I mean, this idea that movie stars and people can't have a gun, or that football players can't have a gun. I mean, why do we have 18-year-olds with guns then in the military?
Exactly. I mean, I find that a bit laughable when they tell you 20 to 30-year-olds shouldn't have a gun, and you make the exact point, Alex. You can go into the military at 18 and you can kill for the government, and there's no problem whatsoever in that aspect of it. I guess Costas would put a little caveat there stating military does not count. Because if he feels that 20 to 30-year-olds should not have guns, then therefore there can't be a 20 to 30-year-old in the military. We will only take over 30, using his analogy.
But we see this more and more, like with the TSA. We're all guilty, and then it turns out that the government's running Al-Qaeda. That was even in the New York Times finally yesterday. We showed it earlier. Now the TSA is fanning out on the streets. This idea of, since one guy flipped his car drunk, we're going to make all the NFL have breathalyzers. That's incredible authoritarianism.
Well, I don't see where it can ever hold up, Alex. They have a collective bargaining agreement in the NFL, as do all pro sports except wrestling. It would have to be approved by the union, and they're not going to approve some nonsense like that. It's selective. They're doing it selectively. If they can alienate and ban certain people, it's all part of a bigger picture to ban it altogether, and that's the way you erode it away. By taking little portions, and all of a sudden you're going to tell NFL football players they're not covered by the Second Amendment, that they don't have Second Amendment rights. Well, maybe they don't, Alex, because after all, remember, when I tried to go to court over the TSA, I sued under the Fourth Amendment, reasonable search and seizure, and the federal judge threw it out of court, stating she didn't have jurisdiction. So, you know, at airports, you're not covered by the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. So this is just another part of them eroding it away bit by bit. You know, it's like anything. You know, water takes years to erode something away, and it does it just slowly by every little grain of sand. And that's what you've got happening here to our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Not just the Second Amendment, but other amendments to it also are being slowly eroded away until they don't exist anymore.
Yes, sir. We're going to go to break. You've got to go at 40 after, and then I'll go to all the callers that are holding. But let me raise this for you here. The Atlantic Monthly reporter wants to know, and I know you said I can handle it, but I want to get your take on this. He says, conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura, what happened with the FEMA show, the police state show, and the TSA show? And the question is, you know, is there a suppression of conspiracy theory? What's your quote for Atlantic Monthly magazine?
Well, I would have to say what the facts are, that the FEMA show was taken off airing only one time, and I guess now they don't even acknowledge we did it. You can't get it unless you go to YouTube for that first one time it was on. And the TSA show, again, we've completed the show, and they chose not to air it. So somebody on their end has made that decision. Who made that decision, I do not know. I can only say the True TV, the network, did. Who who influenced the network not to do that show or not to air it, I do not know that. You know, but all I can tell you is absolutely we've been censored. Absolutely shows have not been shown and shows have been taken off after they've been shown only one time.
That's right. We'll come back and talk about
the facts are the facts, Alex. It's that simple.
It is. We'll be right back and get into the TV show itself and a little more with Jesse Ventura. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise. I was just telling Jesse, Governor Ventura, during the break, man, the best conversation is during the breaks. And he said, I'll say it when we come on air. Recap, in the words you used during the break, as you put it perfectly, what's happening with Dealey Plaza and the censorship and the free speech zones and all the rest of it. And then I want to finish up with the TV show, because I know when I talk to this reporter, he'll go, well, it did air once. Yeah, well, they air the others about 50 times over the next year, and they've pulled the TSA. I mean, it's all part of this story of more and more censorship and control. Go ahead and make your point on that.
Well, the big thing on Dealey Plaza, what irritates me is for 49 years, it's been us conspirators who have rallied there. On the murder of Kennedy's birthday, on the anniversary, I should say, of Kennedy's murder. It's been the conspiracy people who do not believe Oswald acted alone or do not believe Oswald acted at all, who have been there 49 out of the 50 years, sudden on the 50th year, we're not allowed to be there, and only the pro-Oswald, pro-government, pro-Warren Commission people are allowed in Dealey Plaza. After 49 years, they ignored it. They paid no attention to it whatsoever. And here on the big 50th anniversary, we're banned, and they're going to be allowed to be there. I think that's unconscionable and outrageous. And Alex, you're on the right deal. Let's protest it. Let's get the masses, everybody that does not believe the Warren Commission should be there this coming year to protest government censorship.
We've got a year. We can get thousands out there. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor, I believe, in fact, I know this is going to blow up in their face. I want your take on that. The attempt to take that big, giant plaza with three big roads. If you haven't been there, it's a big triangle, folks. And that's always just overrun with researchers and scientists and photographers that work for Life, like Grodin, and just all these people there breaking down the facts. I mean, you go down there sometimes, and Oliver Stone's been there at anniversaries and others. And now, I've been there at probably six or seven of them or more than that. Imagine, well, I was there once when I was a kid. My parents took me down there on the anniversary. So the point, I mean, I'm from Dallas. It's amazing that they would say in America, we're going to shut down downtown, and you can't be there unless you agree with us.
Yeah, you can't be there unless you agree with us and you're ticketed, because I heard they're going to issue tickets and that you're going to have to have the required ticket to get past the barricades to be at Dealey Plaza. And I'm sure this year they'll have all these speakers will be there speaking and pointing to that Texas bookstore depository window, saying that's where the bullets were fired, and they'll ignore, of course, the picket fence of the grassy knoll where the fatal headshot was indeed fired from.
Well, that's what's really going on, is that the fellow who used to be a conspiracy person who knew the truth, he was the one given control of the school book building that has that ridiculous museum that I know you've been in and covered.
Are you talking about Gary Mack?
Yes.
Well, remember now, on my TV show, Gary Mack admitted on the TV show that it was his personal opinion there was more than Oswald involved.
Incredible. But exactly, now he's the one who's going to be allowed to run the entire thing and block citizens from entering the park. I mean, it's just...
Well, let's remember something. Let's not put it all on Gary Mack. It's bigger than him.
Of course.
He just happens to be the guy that runs the museum who they will put as the lead scapegoat to do this. But always remember, we got it out of him on my TV show that he personally does not necessarily believe the official story.
I know. It's an amazing look he has on his face, for those that haven't seen the JFK episode, which I think is one of the best. Where he kind of smiles and has a twinkle in his eye, because Jim Mars has known him forever. He used to be one of the guys out there protesting, and they came and got him and made him the head. That's the classic Judas story. Just amazing. No, I'm certainly not saying he's the progenitor of all this. My point is that facility, that group, is taking control of the whole thing. Did you see this year on the 11th anniversary of 9/11, they barred the police and firemen from the pit because so many of them are 9/11 truthers, Governor?
Yeah, no, I saw that too. You know, welcome to America. If you're going to go for something today, you better have the government's line or you're not going to be allowed there. And, you know, we should understand that when, you know, people should not be shocked, because when the Wall Street protesters were out there, they were simply protesting, don't buy and sell Wall Street, you know, don't own our politicians, Wall Street. And they were run off with pepper spray and dogs and, you know, scattered to the wind. So you need to understand that in the United States of America today, you do not have your freedom anymore. You do not have the freedom to assemble. You do not have the freedom to protest your government. You're still not given habeas corpus. If they arrest you, you're not guaranteed a lawyer in a trial anymore. This is not the country that I grew up in, Alex. It's far different today than what it was when I was young.
Well, you're going to be going south to Mexico. Be safe doing that in a couple of weeks. Your last visit with us while you're gone for 4 or 5 months to get out of the Arctic blow there in beautiful Minnesota with your wife.
Well, Alex, it could be my last visit to the U.S. You never know. I could go to Mexico and never come back.
In fact, you're giving some inside baseball. What was it? 4 or 5 years ago, you almost decided to kill Jesse Ventura.
No. I just always remember when I cross the border and go down into Mexico, there's always the chance.
Well, wait, I mean, not technically, you know, you yourself, as you said, would never commit suicide if something happens. I'm saying you told me.
No.
You said you thought about riding off into the sunset.
I'll ride off into the sunset, absolutely, at some point.
No, but you told me.
It could be in 2 months, Alex. I could go across the border and you'll never hear from me again.
No. You may have forgotten you told me this. You said you almost ended.
I'm telling you because I don't want you to talk about it. You're not getting the hint.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I don't want to ever, like,
I'm a. How many times do I have to circle talk you before it sinks in?
All right, shifting gears in closing. I'm sorry. Okay, side issue. Anyways, let's just get back to what we were saying. How many more episodes of the show are going to air?
I don't know. We did 8 of them. They're going to air 7. What are they on now? 4 or 5?
Yes. So I guess about.
So there'll be 7 of them will air, even though we did 8. We did the TSA one, but that's not going to see the light of day. And that's the one you can talk about to Atlantic Magazine, because we completed it, we finished it, and it's their call that the public will not see it.
Absolutely. Well, maybe if we put pressure on it, then they will air it.
I doubt it, but you can try.
All right, in closing here, you're going to visit with us one more time Monday, and then you're going to ride off into the sunset, at least for the winter. Well, I hope you don't. Well, you're not riding off in the sunset until, I mean, you've got to go to Dealey Plaza. Maybe that's where, if you decide to shove off into the sunset. I mean, you got to come to Dealey Plaza this year.
Not next year. Come back from Mexico.
I guess you're going to let the globalists have Dealey Plaza then, huh?
I don't know. It all depends what I decide to do. Like I said, there'll come a day where I may not even come back to the country. I may stay gone. I don't know. I can't tell you what the future holds, Alex. I'm not a soothsayer.
I hear you. Well, and they're changing the days the show airs. I guess it's now Monday's the new day.
Yeah, Monday's, I guess, unless they changed it again. They've changed it. They showed it once on Wednesday, and then they changed the time on Wednesday, and then the third show they showed on Monday. So I guess we're on Monday now, unless they shift us back to Wednesday again. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure what's going on with the show.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a clip here and say bye to you off air, and we'll see you at noon next Monday.
Okay, Alex. We'll talk to you next Monday at noon.
Thank you. Let's go to that clip.
And I got a movie coming out, Django. Check it out. Leonardo DiCaprio, Samuel Jackson. Django Unchained, I play a slave. How black is that? And in the movie, I have to wear chains. How whack is that? But don't be worried about it, because I get out the chains, I get free, I save my wife, and I kill all the white people in the movie. How great is that? And how black is that? But I'm going to tell you right now, speaking of blackness, my president, President Obama's back up in the White House 4 more years. Black is that? And not only that, he's so black, he was playing basketball during the election day. How black is that? But he was also late for his acceptance speech. Okay, all the white people, this your turn. How black is that? But he's gonna be extra black this next 4 years. He gonna get everything black. And white people don't get nervous about that, because he is mixed. Now, the first 4 years was the white side of him. Because I don't know if you saw him on Ellen when he was dancing and everything. I don't know what this is. That wasn't President Obama. That was President Barry Gibb Obama.
All right, that's enough.
But the next 4 years.
By the way, in England, they arrest you if you're white and use the N-word. I mean, there's no free speech. But then in the culture, it's pumped out constantly. And you could say he's doing a comedy routine. He has said, our Lord and Savior, Obama. And it's just injecting racial division. I mean, if you watch Slimeball with Chris Maddies or whatever his name is, and Mr. Manow and all those guys, if you watch that stuff, all they do is just, you don't like gun control, you're racist. That's what that Fox sports writer said. And we got to ban the guns. Anybody that owns the guns, KKK. I mean, it's amazing. Oh, you don't like government-run health care. You're a racist. And what they've done is taught white people to be totally guilty mindless, obsessed with everything. So they can say, pay more taxes, you're racist. Jump off that cliff, you're racist. Oh, yes, sir, I'll do it right now. And then meanwhile, trying to get all the other, quote, minority groups all hyped up and racially based so they can be government controlled. Meanwhile, the government is absolutely hell-bent on destroying the black community in this country and every other community. And to watch Jamie Foxx, who is an absolute servant of the New World Order, getting off on it, it's so much fun. I mean, people actually, oh, yeah, the black people are winning because there's a black president. I mean, it's like idiot Republicans. We're winning because there's a Republican in the White House while the agenda moves forward. Obama is a total puppet of the globalist. And they have got their program accelerated. And you can see the divide and conquer balkanization politics they plan to use. Well, I tell you, that was a cliffhanger with Ventura. Where I think he's actually on air before said the story he was saying about retiring from public life. And then I couldn't understand it. I'm like, no, you did tell me that. No, you did tell me that. I'm not going to sit up here like I'm making something up. I think he was in a grumpy mood today. You know, Jesse's bummed out. I'm going to tell you right now about the whole world. He really freaks him out. That's why I like Jesse Ventura. He's a real guy. And he's upset about the police state. He's upset about that Navy SEAL guy, you know, making that stuff up. And he is suing him right now. And boy, does Jesse have all the goods on the guy. The guy doesn't have one witness, and Jesse has his. Not one person can come forward and say that happened in a packed bar. You know, Jesse is, he gets bummed out. I met him 7 years ago, and he wasn't like that. The more he, so many times, like, that can't be true, Alex. It's not that bad. And he's like, it's true. Like, I was talking to him last week off air, and he goes, yeah, the cancer viruses. I was on a break on Mancow show. And he's like, yeah, no, I didn't believe that. Now I've seen all the proof that they do that to people. Oh, I mean, it is a bummer. But you know what? We've got to realize that we can get the word out to people and we can change all this. We can get the word out and change it. We faced a lot of bad things before. And, you know, that's the problem. A lot of people, you wake them up and they get really bummed out. And they just want to go hide in the middle of nowhere. And I don't blame people that are, you know, above 60-year-old, you know, doing that. But there's nowhere to go if we don't turn this around. And I understand when people hear this show and they think, man, this is over the top. But reality's over the top. I mean, I wish this wasn't happening. I wish it wasn't real, but it is. Let's go to your calls. David in FEMA Region 4. He wants to talk about the Chinese president. Not sure what that is, but go ahead. You're on the air, David. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, pleasure, man. You know, it's funny how I found you. I typed in the inner world and I found you. And then I was telling all my buddies about it who were in the military and stuff. And they said, oh, we already knew about Alex Jones. I said, why didn't you tell me about it? But anyway, yeah, I watch CNBC in the mornings every morning. And they get always put out the Chinese president is getting ready to come up again, and the World Bank's going. The World Bank's in charge of who gets to go in that country.
That's right, and of course that you saw that on CNBC. I mean, the World Bank now decides who becomes the prime minister of Greece, who becomes the president of Italy. They're in charge of who becomes the leader of the bank in England. Who the leader of Ireland is. I mean, they're running the whole world and bragging about it.
I know. It's insane. And you know what's really sad is what's wrong with the American people. Everybody sees this. I go to gun shows. They're all stocking up for this, but nobody's talking about what solution. We should be out there protesting big time. There should be 2 million people, 3 million people right now up in Washington, D.C. protesting what's going on. And ain't nobody knowing that. We're just sitting back like, well, we'll see who fires the first shot.
Yeah, everybody. Well, and that's another cop-out. Saying we're going to be raptured, saying 2012 is the end of the world in 10 days. It's a cop-out. Oh, well, I'll just, you know, people are like, well, the U.N. comes, you know, if the U.N. comes to my house, it won't be U.N. It'll be U.S. troops mixed in with foreigners under a U.S. banner. That's what they train to do at literally hundreds of training ops. We've documented dozens we've been to. It's a cop-out. Well, I'll just wait here in my farmhouse. Anybody messes with me, I'm going to You know, and then you wait till you run up to a cop checkpoint, and a lot of these old guys do go out and shoot the cops. Why don't you go shoot the cops with information at the police station? Why don't you bug them at the coffee shop, bug them at the bar, give them info, shake their hands, wake them up, get them on our side, instead of talking about how you're just going to kill them? Because let me tell you something, that doesn't hurt the New World Order. It makes me so angry. We need to be absolutely on the military and police, hammering them with the truth right now. You know, these guys talk about how, well, I'll just, if they come for me, I'll just shoot them. And by the way, people are planning, that is going to happen more and more. Then the cops get more and more scared of patriots, and then that's how the war starts. We need to be out waking them up, which is starting to happen, so we don't have the civil war the globalists have planned. Just like you just alluded to. Last week, I still don't have time because we got so much video. We're going to probably air it tonight on the nightly news, if not, I'll air it tomorrow on the radio. You know, where I went down and got in the face of the feds down at the federal building. Because they told my reporter she couldn't take photos. I went down there and got in their face and had the federal police say, yes, sir, you're allowed to film this. And look, the government's the types that will come put something on me or whatever. Whatever. You know what? I'm not saying bring it on because I'm macho. I'm saying I got to do what I got to do. You people are out of control. I'm going to come up against you. And if you strike me down or set me up, you got to deal with God. Because let me tell you, there's nobody more cursed than people that serve evil against good. I'll tell you right now. And I can tell you, I put my entire future and soul and will and everything into this and have just committed. I don't have fear. Not for my wife, not for my children, nothing. And believe me, I love my children so much, I look in their eyes, I start crying. And it's because I love them that I am totally committing myself, them, and everything to this fight. Anything else, sir? I'm sorry, I'm ranting, David.
Yeah, have you seen Michael Rupert, The Real Truth of 9/11? Have you seen his film?
Yes, it's a good film. We'll be right back.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis, a $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live taking your phone calls. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I will give you a detailed breakdown of 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. Media indulges in debunked hysteria while ignoring real crisis. Article that Paul Watson and I have worked on the last 2 weeks, and it's an important article. Please go read it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. By the way, we're launching a new PrisonPlanet.tv next week, InfoWarsNews.com. We'll get you there, and you can already see some changes on the site, but it's gotten where it works. Used to, I'd give it about 5 out of 10 stars, the material 10 stars, but, you know, PrisonPlanet.tv over the 10 years, it's now about 10 years, with 10 years in April, you know, it's had some problems. But the last year or two, it's just been smoking hot, working really great, world class. It's about to get super world class next week. So PrisonPlanet.tv, you can get 10 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's 59 cents a person per month. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot beat that deal. You go create a new username and passcode, pay your $5.95, takes about a minute to sign up, and then you get 10 people can log in with that username and passcode simultaneously. Of course, nobody will usually do that, so it's more than 10 memberships, and you just give it in an e-card as a gift, PrisonPlanet.tv. Christmas shopping done. Let's say you got 30 gifts you got to give, and they're adults, the office or whatever, just create cards, print out a little sticker with a username passcode, and say, here is your, you know, documentary film subscriber HD site. Because now we put a lot of stuff up in HD. Books, other films, it's ridiculous. And because we're being censored more and more, other places like YouTube, that's why we've got it. That's why I built it 10 years ago. So it's world class now, and it's got a lot of new functions coming in next week. PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can get a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free off the yearly price. You can also do that, but this month-to-month thing where you get 10 memberships. Well, the yearly, you get 10 for the price of the yearly, actually. I guess it's an even better deal, actually. Okay, PrisonPlanet.tv, there you go. ProPure water filters, we can still get them to you by Christmas if you order today, maybe tomorrow, but it looks like we may sell out in the next few days, and then that means completely from the factory. Everybody's sold out. So you better get your ProPure 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, enough from me. Promo code WATER15, by the way, to get that 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm actually pretty freaked out how fast stuff's moving. When they're on television admitting they're watching us over our televisions and cell phones. I mean, again, I knew that 15, 16 years ago, but now people are like, big deal, they're watching us. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just over the top.
If they want us to give up ours, but what I wanted to ask you about is how come nobody boycotted the whole presidency? It's like you get smallpox or you get herpes. You know, they have bad choices. Nobody opted out of that.
I think I'd probably actually want the herpes over the smallpox, though. I mean, here's the problem. Exactly what Cynthia McKinney said. Obama is the more effective evil. It's like the surgeon, New World Order's chopping us up. They're a torture expert. And they go, I use these pliers or this blowtorch? And they're like, I think I'll use the blowtorch. The same guy's got both guys under his control. But anyways, I'm going to hold you over. Keep going.
Okay, but I mean, just looking at what that everybody's eyes are becoming more open in this country, and we had movements like boycotting the Wall Street, the Wall Street movement. It's like, why can't we do this to the presidential movement? Because we've had 44 presidents. None of them have fixed the problems of this country.
Well, that's a great question. Stay there, I'll answer it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.